As this year draws to a close and we transition to a new year, your attention, like mine, might be focusing on how to improve certain areas of your life and make progress by developing positive habits. Let's take English, for example. Are you happy with your progress during these last 12 months? Could you have done better by studying more, passing an exam, or going outside your comfort zone to improve your speaking? According to studies done at the University of Scranton, only 8% of people reach their goals. And only 20% of us actually set goals, which means that 80% of us don't even bother. I suggest focusing on habits rather than goal setting. Every evening at 9 p.m., I stop work, sit on the sofa, and watch Netflix and YouTube. It's a habit, and I would argue not a very good one. So how effective would it be if, instead of watching films and TV series in English for an hour, I watched TV in Spanish or read a book in Spanish? I'm sure my Spanish would improve. And what if I did that every evening for a year? Yes, my Spanish would probably improve. So I suggest you try it with English. Now, to make this work, we need a paradigm shift. What does that mean? Well, instead of getting a reward now and feeling a bit frustrated later, perhaps it would be more productive to do the hard thing now and be rewarded later with better language skills. Another example of this is waiting for something to happen passively rather than being proactive and going outside your comfort zone. Is it easier to sit at home instead of finding a language exchange group in your area? Of course it's easier. Which would you rather do? Find a conversation group online and practice your English on Zoom? Or look at your favourite social media platform or play a game on your mobile phone? Think about it. The easy decision often results in slow or no progress. And as my grandmother used to say, you can't make an omelette if you don't break a few eggs.